Hello, Blind Code Tech listeners, and welcome to the series of podcasts entitled A Guide to Windows Vista. My name is Joseph Lee, and I'll be your host in this series of podcasts, introducing you to Windows Vista, the latest Windows operating system from Microsoft. I have been a Windows Vista user for about a month now, and I really enjoy it. I love the features that were introduced, such as new security and digital features like Windows Media Center and Media Player 11. I found that it is pretty much accessible with Windows screen readers like JAWS for Windows and WindowEyes. Just like Windows XP, Windows Vista has some quirks and bugs which will be addressed in the near future. Windows Vista has been in development for over 5 years, since 2001, way before XP was released. It was originally intended to be a revolutionary release, but it is now an evolutionary release now. Originally, after XP, the Windows that was supposed to follow was Windows Blackcomb, nowadays known as Vienna. But due to scheduling issues and security features added in Service Pack 2, Blackcomb was pushed back several years and Longhorn, now known as Vista, stepped in. Vista brings a lot of new features, such as new user interface codenamed ARO, which stands for Authentic, Energetic, Reflective, and Open. It also has tremendous list of new features such as security features like user account control, Windows Firewall, Windows Defender, media features like DVD Maker, Photo Gallery, newly revised Media Player and Media Center, as well as other features like IE7, RSS feeds, redesigned help and support, and a lot of backup and restore options, which I'm going to cover in this podcast. And that is the course of this podcast. The Vista was officially released on November 8, 2006. And was widely available in retail stores since January 30th, 2007. Windows Vista is continuation of Windows NT operating system with NT version 6.0 build 6000. If Vista was released then, why there are confusion? Windows